Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, y'all? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
And we have a very special guest host.
Hi, guys. It's Valerie Laura.
Hi, Val. Don't try to act cute and shy now when you was talking all that shit before a minute ago.
Let me take another sip so it can start flowing.
All right. Well, you know, it's finally warm in New York City.
Finally.
So we are getting ready for the summer. So our first tip of the day is, what are the things that you do to get ready for summer? Because clearly we've been, you know, slacking, having a good time. It was just Memorial weekend. We was eating crazy. So what are some things that you guys do? What are some tips to get ready for the summer?
How many people are ready for the summer?
Nope.
I'm ready. I just need a tan. What I do, I find myself, you know, buying a lot of swimsuits right before the summer starts.
I did that.
I find myself buying so many. I just spent like $700 on swimsuits from like Instagram.
I have so many already at home. I'm like, how many bathing suits do I need? I have like 30.
And bathing suits are like shoes. You can never have too many.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of cute one piece bathing suits now too.
I
never used to want to wear one, but there's so many cute ones now.
Yeah,
the mom in me is happy about that.
I just made myself a really cute one piece bathing suit.
Oh, I saw you over there making bathing suits.
And you made it?
Yeah, I'm sewing now.
Anything high waisted and one piece, I love it.
No, they're super cute though. Like, you don't even have to be all like, you know, showing every now the bathing suits are the cutouts on the side.
There's even a new style. It's a thong, but it's like a high waisted and it sits like in a really sexy place.
Right here. Moms. And then V neck.
Yeah. That's for moms. Beyonce, my butt
it looks
still
nice.
Got it.
I just bought one and I don't like to cover that much. I like to show more. I think the smaller my bathing suit is, the nicer it looks on me.
Listen, I be covered up. Especially I was in Punta Cana, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hosting. You don't want to be on nobody's like Instagram.
Yeah, no, that's true. But I got some really dope, that's another thing I find myself buying, cover ups. Those don't last me.
Yeah, me neither. Covers, I feel like I'm very flimsily made.
Yeah, and I lose them. I leave them at the beach.
I gotta get cover ups all the time.
Yeah.
All right, so what are some other things we're doing to get ready for the summer? Ladies, Val, what you doing?
I mean, I always, summer 16 came too fast, but I like colonics.
I've never had a colonic.
I've never had one either, and I had a friend that used to get them all the time, and
what's
she
all
raved,
the time?
Like on a regular basis, and whatever that, however regularly you're supposed to do it, she would do it there.
How often are you supposed to do it?
They say in the beginning, like your first time, there's like levels to it, sessions. Like
levels to this colonic.
Yeah. You're supposed to do one that kind of hydrates your colon. Then the second one kind of gets to stuff really good. And then the third one is like, all right, you're good.
How does that feel?
Oh, so
I
want to
do
three?
I want to do it.
I did it one time.
You did? And how was it?
I did it one time because when I got my breast done, like the anesthesia made all my organs go to sleep. So
it did?
Yeah, I was constipated. Normal? No lie, I was constipated for a month. I could not have a movement.
Oh, and that's what makes your after surgery. That's how you know that you're okay. Is after
when you
have
your first
bump. Like after you get anesthesia and you have surgery.
No,
so I did want to make sure that you do a number.
Yeah, it was not normal. Okay. No, that's not normal. And for me, I'm very regular. Like I feel uncomfortable.
If you don't
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every morning.
I didn't want to say that.
Every morning number two.
Every morning.
But so I was really constipated, so I went and got a colonic. I did it one time.
And did that help regulate you?
It didn't help regulate me. You know what's funny? With the day I finally had a movement, and I'm telling you, it was like 29 days later because I was counting. The day I finally had a movement. No, I had a movement right after the surgery, but then that's it. Nothing else. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Crazy.
Yeah. So when the day I finally had a movement, what made it happen was Pinkberry.
Wow.
I didn't say
frozen yogurt.
Yeah.
Push that one out.
Yeah. It like made everything work again.
Shout out to Pinkberry with the bowel movements.
What kicked me.
But what the colonic did was it emptied everything. You know, I was backed up for so long.
So you were bloated?
So, yeah, it felt bad. I tell everybody who gets breast implants to get a liposuction at the same time because you automatically just fluff up after you get breast implants. Yeah. And that didn't help me not having a movement for so long.
Sheesh.
You know, so I gained a lot of weight after I got my breast implants. That's where the whole plastic surgery thing started because it was only supposed to be breast implants, but I gained so much weight from the boobs, I had to get a lipo. And when I was doing a lipo, I was like, hey, might as well put the fat in my butt.
I don't want this to go to waste. Right.
Don't waste it.
Why don't you throw it away when it can go in my butt?
Damn it. So I got my first colonic because I was going to shoot these pictures for this magazine thing I was doing. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so fat. I just had a baby. What am I going to do? And I got my first one, but you're supposed to, like, the first one kind of doesn't really do anything. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, especially if you're backed up because it kind of moisturizes everything, hydrates the colon. And then the next time you come, then, you know, things come out. I prepped for it. So I took all these fiber mixed things you can mix
really?
In your drink for like 3 days.
So prepared.
Yeah. Because if you don't, then it can be a little painful.
If you have
steak and pork like the week before, it feels like worse cramps or like child labor cramps.
Oh my God. I'm scared.
Yeah. But if you're prepped and like you take your fiber and everything before, it's like you can have great conversations and make jokes while you're doing it. It's not that bad.
That's interesting.
Yeah. When I did it, I felt like it emptied me out. And it like you said, it like put, like you could feel the coolness of the water. Inside.
Oh my God.
It felt
good. The idea of this.
I needed it. So
I
want to
do it.
It's not bad. The thing, it's like really thin. Like, let's say you're pinky, and like, I mean, I could have all you guys sitting in the room while I do it. That's how.
Comfortable
it is.
Now.
It doesn't smell. At first, I'm like, it's going to smell like poop in here. Can everybody get out? Like, and it wasn't. It feels kind of weird when if like something's about to come out because you feel like, and then you can kind of see it, and then you're like, oh, and it's kind
you're
of
like,
exciting.
That was in me?
Like, oh, look what I ate.
More.
But you can't smell anything. There's no mess. It's like literally from the machine, like from the tube into a machine, and you get
was
up.
Was it uncomfortable?
Like, one time I did it and I was laughing, making jokes. I was sitting there like I was sunbathing. And then the second time I went to like a Rodizio, like one of those things that brings you meat over and over until you tap the thing down. And I was in pain. Like, I was like, and
so
it was
basically
hot.
Just make sure you watch what you eat, get some fiber in you.
Yes, before. Get fiber, maybe juice a little bit, like prep
like the Metamucil stuff?
Yeah.
That you put
into they
your
gave
water.
Me some stuff, like acai berry with like psyllium husk, which is high fiber.
I'm
it doesn't
do it,
hurt. You should do it.
Yeah, I want to do it.
Your stomach feels flatter immediately, and you feel like the turkey from Christmas is released. Like, it's good.
Were you uncomfortable? Steph, when you did it?
I don't feel like I feel like it actually made me a little more bloated because I had the fluid inside of my stomach. But the next, like maybe a day or two later, I felt the difference. Like I felt lighter.
Would you eat right after?
I don't remember. I wasn't eating a lot because I wasn't having any movement.
She
so I was just stressed the fuck out.
Oh, man.
I was drinking a lot of water. I was trying everything, Googling everything. I did everything. I was just taking laxatives. That was the only way I could have a movement. Was
now, some people
laxatives.
Say colonics aren't good for you and you shouldn't do them.
A lot of people say that sometimes your body becomes dependent on it. Like, you know, it's not natural for you to get a colonic. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't recommend, like, every time you want to lose 5 pounds, go get a colonic. But, like, maybe once or twice a year. just
clean your system out.
And even place, like, anybody who tells you come here every week to get it, don't go there.
Right.
Because a good place would tell you, like, no, you're not supposed to do it all the time. It's just, you know, unless you have, like,
issues. Can it harm you in any way?
If they do it the wrong way, it should definitely be, like, a licensed or, like, an MD. Because if they rupture something, you will be, I mean, it's pooping over. Is the most important God. Thing
They'll
in the world.
Your They'll break God. Your ship gripper and then
yeah,
you'll be
like, if people have gotten, there's been serious problems with the wrong thing happening. Yeah.
Getting colonic is kind of like having anal sex in a way.
No, it's kind of not. No? Well, I don't know, because me and anal
she said,
sex.
No, it's kind
of
not.
I don't have a lot of anal sex. I have more colonic. And you know what's funny?
I have more colonics than anal sex.
That when I told him I'm getting a colonic, he was like, oh, so that means all excited.
I'm going to give
like,
you a colonic tonight.
Yes, exactly. And I was like, I'm
is
scared.
It weird? Do a lot of guys get colonics, or do they feel weird about that?
Nah, that's like a pause thing for dudes.
Yeah.
I never heard but of a guy going and getting a colonic.
But they do. They do, and they don't admit it. Like, where I go, one of my friends
secretly get colonic.
One of my friends went with me, and he was like, you know, asking questions, and then he's like, I would never do it. First of all, the doctor's too hot. I'm gonna have a hard on my colonic. But then I heard that he's been there numerous times to get colonic.
So he lied.
He lied.
Okay. And then, next time you go, you gonna run into him there. Like, what are you doing here?
The last time I was there, there's an artist that was there, and he kind of, I guess he got like free services, so he was like promoting and posting. But he was like, this is where I get my juices from.
You're like, am I
and I'm
colonics?
Like, you just came out of the colonic room.
You ain't got to lie to kick it.
Right. So I feel like men get it, but they don't admit to it.
Has it ever turned you on?
No.
While you were doing it? I'm just asking.
No. I don't like pooping. Some people like getting shit
I mean, just
on
having
me.
Something in your butt and then like, what a gushing up in you.
Oh, no. This doesn't feel too sexual.
I'm not going to lie. I remember doing it and I was like, I got kind of, I was like, oh, this feels kind of
nice.
Like it's going to make me horny. Yeah, because it's
I
like.
I can imagine feeling horny after.
No, and it's. I mean,
excuse me, it's kind of like foreplay.
I don't like anal, but I'll take a finger, a thumb in my ass when I'm drunk.
Put a thumb
you know what I mean?
Butt.
While I'm getting fucked. You know? So I remember, but I remember thinking like, I'm just nasty. Like, I'm just
like,
crazy.
Why did I
making
think
the
about
most
this?
Out of this?
But it's like, you know, you feel the coolness.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about?
Like the, yeah.
Because your body is 98.6, right? 98.6 degrees. And that is not, it's cool,
yeah.
You know? And
that's
it feels
nice
good.
There is a cool sensation too.
Yes.
The thing is, after though, like they put a toilet right next to the room. Like when you're finished, you have to go, and sometimes you sit, and like more stuff keeps coming.
Oh, water!
So you gotta wear a diaper.
Like the water, you don't gotta wear a diaper. You just sit in the bathroom for a little bit, and maybe like there's still
yeah,
more
just make
water
sure.
inside your colon, and it'll come out.
So don't go on a date.
I didn't
right
go
after.
To a
no.
doctor. I didn't go
didn't.
To a doctor to get it done. I went to like a little spot in the city.
This sounds a little shady.
It looked a little shady.
I'm gonna take you to my spot.
You were
it wasn't
nervous.
A doctor. No, because I just wanted to get it done. I just
like, I don't care.
And you
and everything
like
looked
enema?
Clean. Like
yourself?
The spot looked clean, but you
days.
Had to go up some stairs and then.
Why didn't you go to a real doctor though?
Because I thought that was, you know, I Googled it. Where could I get a colonic in New
and
York City? And that's what popped up.
Right. Oh, the power of Google.
Probably licensed,
yeah.
Though.
No,
yeah.
I it wasn't a doctor. I know. I don't think it was a doctor.
Do you have to go to a doctor?
You don't have to do anything, but right. yeah, shit, it's your colon. You only got one colon. You can't fuck it up.
Yeah.
And what would you say, Gigi, getting ready for the summer? What are some tips from you?
Well, I want to say something nasty, but
go
what
ahead.
I'm going to say at first.
You say both.
Go I back. Will. I like to, listen, I love to cook. You all know I love to cook.
Oh, she be on that grill.
And I love to feed, right. I love to feed my family. I love to cook. I love to cook on the grill. So as soon as the ice melt, I'm on the grill with a coat on, a hat and gloves and
yeah,
scarf.
Yeah, you've been
like,
on the grill.
So I've been on the grill. No. I start as soon as I can stand and be outside in front of that grill. Right. I'm cooking my dinner on the grill. And I think that I just start to eat healthier towards the summer. So by the time the summer gets here, then, you know, I'm not all like heavy with the fatty foods and the starches and the roast beefs and potatoes. And, you know, I do more
so
vegetables
good.
And fish and shrimp and turkey burgers in the
I
summer.
Think
so.
I find myself eating like just naturally eating like more greens and
salads
veggies.
And stuff.
Yeah.
And the nasty thing I was going to say is I like to hold my breath when I ride dick.
I feel like summer.
God. Yeah. Because I feel like it tightens up my stomach.
Oh, so it's like doing some ab, like,
oh,
ab
work.
Oh, you
mean like engaging your core engaging while you're having sex. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you just be working out.
Working
just
out.
Just getting two for one day.
Yeah. I'm going to burn way more calories like this.
Yeah, burning calories.
In my mind, I feel like it makes my stomach tighter and it makes everything tight, my core.
Oh, no, it does.
Squeeze.
For sure.
You know what's really fun? If you do Kegels after your boyfriend like comes inside you and you do Kegels right then.
Yeah.
Pregnant easier or something.
No, it's just fun.
It's fun?
Yeah. Half the time they can't stand
really
it.
They feel
like,
it.
Yeah.
I have like a weird love thing that I love to go to the bathroom and see like how much comes out. Like, I'm like,
you like to come? Yeah, me too.
I'm like, oh, wow, that was a lot.
Y'all are so nasty.
You need to see how much it was.
I always want to see how much it was.
As, you know.
Like, was it a lot of cum?
Good one, baby.
Bit of
that was a lot.
No, but I know it, what you meant.
Like, what you doing?
Yeah.
You're going to be masturbating.
Whatever.
Because you can't tell what a guy's been up to by how much cum he has.
You
when
think?
It's a whole lot, I'd be like, damn. Yeah, that means he's been waiting. But if it's not a lot,
y'all shouldn't let guys come inside of you. Like, even your man when you're on birth control, like, it fucks up the pussy.
I know.
It messes
up
your pH levels. Like, it gives you an odor.
Well, that's why you're supposed to pee right after you have sex.
Cum is very acidic.
Yeah, but that's all up in you. That's a different. That's a different way. It's a different way.
I hate it, and it does mess up your pH.
Yeah,
especially if the guy's like, if you're not circumcised and you came inside you, like, and you had sex randomly, like, not fresh out of the shower, like, then you're in trouble. Vagina's sensitive. It's all warm in there.
Very sensitive.
You can't mess it up. They don't want nobody in its house. Like,
but I feel like the pH goes back pretty quick.
It does.
Right. Listen, that's one thing, though. Sometimes after you have sex, you don't feel like going to the bathroom, but you have to.
Mm-hmm. You have to. Mm-hmm. That's very important.
You get a urinary tract infection.
Like, I don't know what network did it, but they did, like, an inquiry in the park, like, about the scientific reason why you have to pee. Like, mm-hmm. It's true. You have to. It kills the bacteria. Pee is acidic, and it's good for you because the vagina and the whole asshole are so close to each other and all the fluids. So you'll get an infection.
You're also not supposed to let somebody do anal and then have sex with you because you're not supposed to put their dick in your ass and then put it in your vagina.
But come on, that should be
those
common
drunken
sex.
Nights.
Some people don't know that.
Or if you're using a condom, you have to change the condom. But some people really don't know that.
Yeah.
So it's good to put that out there.
Now, what if somebody has anal sex? Can you suck his dick after that?
No.
After the shower,
after the shower.
Listen,
when you're having when you're having anal sex, or me personally, there's a lot of running to the bathroom in between, like in between actions. There's a lot of Let me clean you off.
Let me sterilize.
Sterilization. The there we go. We sterilize the instruments in between every move, definitely.
I don't like having anal sex because I don't either.
So.
Poop is so important to me, and I feel like this is so serious. Like, I don't want to mess my shit up. Like, right. I don't even like taking pills because I don't want it to fuck up my pooping patterns. Like, I poop in the morning and I take a shower.
Too.
And
mm-hmm.
to me, anal sex or different medication fucks up my shit.
You know what the worst is? If you have to shit after you shower.
That's horrible.
Oh.
Then you gotta shower over again.
I don't know. This might be TMI, right? Yeah. But I poop like this with my feet up on the toilet.
You do?
You used to be. You
so your legs don't
fall asleep? No, it helps you poop.
No, and it comes out so much easier.
Yeah,
it feels better. And I'm on my phone like, doo-doo-doo.
You're like the people in Thailand. Do you ever seen a toilet in Thailand? So it's just
that's
a hole.
Pretty cool.
No,
it's
I
just
do
a hole
day.
On the floor so they poop like that on the toilet.
With my
like,
knees up and my feet on the toilet. And
they
I
poop like that on the toilet, and then when you
and
go into the city in Thailand, they have pictures of like on the toilet, like don't poop like this because that's like people from the villages. That's
really
how they poop.
Now let me ask you this. Is your boyfriend, are you okay with him like if he comes in while you're taking a shit?
Yeah.
And he just sees you with your legs up?
Yeah.
Like,
he already thinks I'm fucking crazy anyway. So
I love people talking to people while I'm shitting.
I don't have problems shitting. I
not
talk to him
me.
Like
I can't even be with my child in the bathroom while I'm taking a shit. No,
right. I don't want to shit when I'm not like,
I don't know.
What do you want for breakfast, babe?
Yes, it does.
No, my poop doesn't. I mean, it smells like poop, but it's not like, oh my God.
It's not like, who blew the bathroom up?
I go like twice a day. Like, I think people can. sometimes it stinks a little bit, like if I've been drinking or if I eat whatever.
It smells like Patron sometimes.
Girl, it stinks every
day. I like
day.
Spicy foods. And
oh,
spicy
yeah,
foods
sometimes when you eat spicy food, it burns coming out. Yes.
Yes. Oh, my God, that is the worst.
If you eat pizza, you put a mad like crushed red pepper.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yo, one time I had blue velvet cake and my shit was blue.
That's a blueberry. Or corn. Corn does not
yeah,
digest.
Corn, it comes
oh my God,
right
corn
out.
Comes
oh,
out.
My God. Can we switch it? Can we switch the topic? Can we stop talking?
Baby
about
corn
shit.
Because
please,
kids
please.
Can't digest it.
That's it. That's right, it. No right, more right, shit.
Now,
that's
you
it.
Know it's summertime,
I don't
want right?
to talk about this anymore. That's it.
She's
yeah,
like,
Angela, it's summertime.
So now it's summertime. So now you know the rule is, for people in general, it's the best time to be single in the summer.
Mm.
Right? And everybody's getting, you know, everybody that was like in relationships, your man is like, all right, I don't know. I'm ready to be a little more wild and loose. And,
girls sometimes be like, you the winter nigga.
I'm ready to
you my winter boo.
Yes.
I'm ready to be out and about.
I need my summer bays.
Has anybody ever broken up with you, like, for the summer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Val.
Not
she
lately.
Said,
mm-hmm.
The love of my life, right? When I was really young, though. It was such a bad breakup. I think I'm still affected by it today. I was so young and he was older. I always like older guys. So he told me, you know, summer's coming. And when I first got with you, it was like, you know, when you get a new puppy and then the puppy grows up and it's not that new
this?
No more. So that's how he broke up with me. Like
a puppy.
Oh my
he
God.
You a
that
parody, and said you turned into a dog.
He compared it to like
I
a
hate
dog.
Him.
Yes. Washington Heights.
I hate
niggas.
Him.
He compared Washington Heights.
Dude. He's terrible.
He compared it to like getting a new puppy and the not having the new puppy feeling no more.
What?
You, your new car scent was gone.
Yeah, my new car scent.
Your new car scent was gone.
Did he come back?
Yeah, absolutely. But I remember being in Club Exit. That's how long ago it was. Like, if he walks through the door, Lord, I'm gonna go for 7 Sundays to the club. Like, I loved him more after that. I don't know why.
After
like,
he broke up,
after
you,
he was such an
more?
Asshole. When I was young, I was a little dumb.
The we better, all were.
The meaner they were, the more I wanted.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
Truthfully, do girls really like nice guys? I mean, I know it's a stereotypical question, but it's the truth. Like, do you like anybody that's just too nice?
No.
Nice guys.
Gigi don't.
No, because my man is an asshole.
She likes to
he is the king of assholes.
You think you like to argue?
He likes to argue.
But you think you like it? Because if he likes it and you like it.
She likes making up from the argument.
Yes, I do.
She likes to make up. But is it argument like, you know, is it...
You know, honestly...
Make you hornier?
No. But we haven't had many arguments since we've been back together, which is a good thing.
That's good.
That's
yeah,
good.
We had a really good vacation. We had amazing birthdays, the two of us. Our birthdays are 6 days apart. And, you know, we had birthday vacation and friends and family and fun. And there hasn't been any drama, thank God.
So why do you think that is? Like, what do you think changed that y'all are not really arguing?
Well, we did a lot of communicating during our break, and a lot of things came to light on both sides. And mm-hmm. I think that we're able to understand
on your
this
own.
Shit. Well, we broke up for 8 months, and got back together. So during
I knew
that
they was
breakup,
gonna get back together.
During that breakup time, we did a lot of communicating, a lot of talking, and I think that we're able to understand each other better.
So
now,
a break's not always a bad thing.
No, sometimes people need it.
Yeah, I think it was good for us. I think we needed that time apart. We were like 5 years in at the time, so yeah. I think
a little break never hurt nobody.
Yeah, we've been great since.
Now, one of my friends is dating this guy, and I guess for some reason she's not that attracted to him anymore. So she sends naked pictures of herself to like another guy.
Oh no.
And I told her she better chill out with all that.
What?
Oh my God. There's nothing. You
is
don't.
That, now, is that a reason for your man to break up with you?
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You need
yes.
that.
Because
guys
you never have
it.
No intention of like meeting.
No,
or what if the
no.
person lives in like another country?
No, it doesn't matter. Guys them? Can't take it. They can dish it, but they can't take it. Anything is cheating to him. She could sneeze on the next man and he'll be like, bitch, I'm leaving you. Like
the thing is, she's cheating herself. Because if she feels the need to send naked pictures, that means she won't be fucked by somebody else.
Well, she just feels like her boyfriend's not that attentive anymore. So she's like, you know what? I just like
so
the
she's
attention.
Looking for the attention from somewhere.
But
else.
When's the last time she sent her own boyfriend a naked picture? They need to find some. She needs to write down the list of like why she even fucking with him or still with him or in the first place and figure out where the voids are. Because if you feel like you got to send, like you need that attention,
then there's some issues. You think it's okay when you're in a relationship to meet people of the opposite sex and like be cool with them?
Yes.
What about, you know, you meet somebody of the opposite sex and y'all go out for drinks, but not on a date. They know you're in a relationship.
No, that's not okay.
I think it's okay. I do it all the time.
Oh, no.
I mean, they're just friends, though. It gets tricky.
But they're new friends.
If they're new
friends. Yeah, and it depends on what kind of drink you're talking about. Like a social drink where there's a lot of other people there or just a one-on-one.
I mean, what if you're like, where you at? Work? I'm in your area. Come on, let's have a drink. Before I gotta go do something else.
Yeah, like what if it's like that?
I mean, I think it would be okay for me because of what I do for a living, but I don't think it would be okay for
a guy
that I'm dating.
What if he's a DJ?
No, I don't think it's okay.
I think to me, like, I'm like, oh no. I think, like, I just feel like there's something wrong with us. Because why is it that if it's a guy and a girl, automatically, if you can go out with your homegirl after work and have a drink, like I have a lot of guy friends that I've never had any sex with.
You think they would fuck you down?
I'm sure like guys are
well
crazy.
Then in that case pussy. You know
I know, but if I have O and O, like if I'm good, so mm-hmm. then it should be alright, right? Like,
cause I would think like
every guy wants
my boyfriend probably wouldn't
everyone.
Want me to go out with somebody that he knows is attracted to me,
right? Yeah. Exactly. That's the thing. It depends on the dynamic of the relationship. If it's a flirting thing, I don't think it's okay.
Obviously not. But let's say like somebody
if it's
like
just
you,
like a business
like
thing,
even I like you.
You know, you
I
guys
don't even
work
like
together.
Girls. She's just super hot, right? Like I don't like. Let's.
Would you
be
okay with me going out with your boyfriend for a drink?
I would.
I wouldn't be okay with me going out with somebody else's boyfriend for a drink.
I would though. Like you, I mean, I don't.
You
I
trust
don't,
him? You don't
yeah,
have issues.
Like I don't. I don't
Girl, see. I wouldn't even play myself. I wouldn't do that.
I mean, if I knew that you just fucked everybody else's man, but if, like, let's say if Angela be like, "Oh, we here at this bar, we had like
oh no,
two,
if
three,
it's
blah, blah,
a
blah.
Wee thing, that's what I said. If it's
no,
a wee
I'm just
thing,
saying like
if they were to run into
her,
each other Angela. And like, then she called, yeah, like, "Hey, girl,
but that's different.
Man,
they work together."
I also think it depends on who the girl is.
Yeah,
yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's circumstantial. Because like Gigi, you're not gonna have a problem with me being around ever in life. I could probably spend the night at his house and he wouldn't give a shit. You know, and then you know me too. You know I'm not that type of person. Yeah. And Stephanie, you know, if I was around, Stephanie's crazy anyway though, because she, I don't know.
I'm a little she's possessive super, yeah. over my boy. I'm just saying.
But
like,
she also probably wouldn't think, she wouldn't say nothing to me, but she might say something
to him.
Right.
No, I'm like, what are you doing going out with my friends for a drink? What are you doing?
But have you by accident ever slept with one of your friend's boyfriends?
No.
Because y'all was
I don't play those.
I don't know. Sometimes people get drinking.
But,
no,
you slept with somebody that your friend slept with, but it wasn't your boyfriend.
No, I mean, this is the thing. Like, once my friends have sex with a guy, I don't care who it is. It's like, I'm not even attracted to you anymore. Mm-hmm. Unless it's one of those guys that you just pass around, like, girl.
A daddy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But one of my friends.
Dude's girls got them too.
Yeah,
y'all
yes, we too. Yes,
but
you are.
I mean, one of my friends' boyfriends, somebody they were in a serious relationship. Really? No. Ew, you're gross now.
Right.
It's like, no.
So if you went out with another guy that you just.
Girls have done that to me. Girls sleep with my
ex.
That's
not your friend.
They
want to
sleep with
you. Yeah, I know.
And that's not your friend anymore after
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
No, that's
not.
Happened to me. My daughter has a sister her same age.
Yeah. And it's one of your friends?
Well, I thought, obviously, it wasn't.
How do you
sometimes some
girls
people
are
such a fan of you that anything you want you have they want it like oh I work here she what the fuck you going to the same salon I'm going to there's like 10 on the block damn this ex too like 7 exes and all right behind you like sometimes that
but
happens.
How do you work through something like that?
How do you work through something?
Yeah, like does he
the way I dealt with it mm-hmm. was I felt like all right I felt like they were good together because if he were to do that to me, then they're the same kind of person and they're both not for me. Mm-hmm. That's how I felt. Like, all right, keep each other. Hopes it works out because y'all both just as grimy.
So you didn't end up back with him? That was...
Absolutely not. Never again. Never looked back.
That's good.
And that was a person that... You know how, like, there's always the one person you're weak for and turn dumb for?
In the movie Casino. Remember
but that's one thing that'll make me get over a guy really quick. Mm-hmm. If he fucks with one of my friends or a whack bitch, it's like, that's it. I was so in love with this guy a day ago, but now he's just so whack to me.
Yeah, and then you gotta tell him how whack the chick is. You'd be like, oh, you fucked with her? Well, you know she da da da. And then you'd be like, why am I hating?
To me, it was just like, oh, well, they'll get their karma, and they did because
I believe in karma. Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah, listen, I don't gotta do nothing to nobody. I
Me
let karma
neither.
Take care of everything.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That shit is a bitch.
So now, it's okay, you think, for you to meet a guy that, you know, and become cool with him and go out for drinks, even if you're in a relationship.
In my relationship, it works.
Though, not like somebody you was cool with before, but like say
to meet somebody new.
To meet somebody new. You know what? Like to me, it's okay, but that does leave a lot of room for error because you're human. No matter if I've been with somebody 10 years, if I meet some other dude and it's somebody I'm attracted to and it's fun conversation and we're having a drink, so now your inhibitions are like, things can happen. So if you're a person that's in a relationship, sometimes you shouldn't put yourself in situations. But if you're just having a drink and, oh my God, casual, but not like pre-planned and there's excitement and you're doing extra to your makeup because he's kind of sexy, like, then it's getting weird.
Is there a time limit on when somebody else can like text you or call you at night?
I think so.
Oh, absolutely.
I think so too.
Yeah.
You don't want to be 3 a.m.
Don't be calling me during booty call hours. Or
when
me.
I'm in a relationship, I flip on everybody that hits me up like after 11 p.m. Spaz.
It was so weird because when I was on our break and I moved away to Philly, I was managing a strip club. So a lot of people would call me
late at night.
You know, I'm outside. Can I get in? Are you here? What's up? I'm on a table. And for the first couple of weeks after I left the club and moved back home, my phone would be going off at 1:30, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. And I just be like,
that's understandable because it was part of your work,
right?
And your
but it
took
was a while.
But guys don't want
to
hear that.
It took a while for it to die down, so it got to the point.
But he
where
definitely used to be like,
guys don't want to hear that.
On your phone at 2 o'clock in the morning,
no matter what. Because and a lot of time, you know, I was just in a relationship. A lot of time, I'll be like with my man and getting a call at 1:30 in the morning, and it would be a nightlife person,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
You at the club,
exactly, or a promoter or something like that. Even like, oh, I need you to host this party for me next week.
And they'll call you at
1:30 in the morning. Exactly.
And plus, Steph be up late.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a very nocturnal person.
So for you to me, shouldn't that be acceptable? Because most of your magic happens at night.
No, but still.
But when you're in a relationship, you're in bed at 1:30
It should be acceptable. But
like,
I would,
we work out at 9 tomorrow and you get in Texas.
No, and I had a crazy boyfriend. We were both crazy. So no matter who.
That was good sex.
Like after 11, after 11 p.m., I'm like, you know, I got a man. Why the fuck you hitting me up?
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible.
But then your friends what about if he turns his ringer off? Is that weird? Are you okay with that?
I am the do not disturb queen.
He is the do not disturb king. His BlackBerry is always on silent. Like, I'll be having to tell him, like, your phone ringing.
I am the do not disturb queen. That's exactly what I used to do when I was with my last boyfriend. Every night, as soon as he would come home, I would put my phone on do not disturb.
You know, it's crazy.
That's terrible, right?
For me, like, he is always on the phone because he'd be like, if I don't answer right then, I'm going to miss some money.
Right.
That's how he feels.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where he even got, like, a phone holder thing in the shower and then was so excited about phones being waterproof. I think the only time he's not on the phone is during sex. I think because every
somebody calls, he'd be like, hold that thought, Mal.
He'd be everything he does, even the shower, like when the shower, like in the shower. I'm like, this shit is crazy.
ridiculous. And he's okay with you, like if he leaves his phone at home, he's not worried about you looking at. He don't care.
I do not do that, so he don't.
Right, you know. But if you did, would he be okay with it, you think?
I don't know. It's been a couple times where, like, you know, you grab the phone, they'd be like, my phone. So.
Right.
But I'm the type of person, like, I don't want to find out. Like, I don't want to know. I'd rather not even read it. If I don't feel nothing.
Yeah, whatever you need to
funny,
know will come up.
Yeah, like, I don't want to know.
If you respect me enough to not make me feel like some
plus,
shit.
Plus, I don't want him doing that shit to me because I hate that shit. So I won't be the one.
Because I have friends, like, I have only one friend who, her and her boyfriend, like, well, her husband, like, he'll answer her phone, she answers his phone.
God
or,
bless
like,
them.
She'll be like, oh, I don't have my phone, so just call his phone. I have his phone all day.
We do that.
Aw, they
like,
cute.
If we're together and, like, my phone not working and, like, I'll have, like, somebody call. Like, call me on his phone. Here's his number. Blah, blah, blah.
But you're not holding, like, his phone and, like,
no,
Instagram.
I'm not even, like,
his
phone. No, I'm not keeping it. But I would have somebody on his phone.
No,
like,
of course.
The country and my phone
but
not
she
working.
Means.
Or, like,
she,
if we were together and I saw Angie call, I would answer it. Like, hey, girl.
Right.
No,
yeah.
But she means oh, I have his phone today. Right. Call me on this phone.
No, we're not going on that. When we were fighting, I was like, look, switch phones with me. Let's see who's doing what. Switch phones with me. And he would not do it. I'm like, switch phones with me for a day. Like,
were you serious?
So bad. Yeah, I was serious because I knew what I wasn't doing.
Man,
I wasn't
scared of
anything.
I threw that bluff a couple times.
No, I was not bluffing. I was dead serious. I was trying to, I was like, you know what? Don't even take my phone. Take my phone for the day. I don't even need yours, but take mine just so you. And he was like, I'm cool. Like, I'm good on that.
He's like, because I don't want you to take mine.
Clearly.
I threw that bluff one time, but I was just like, please, God, don't let him say yes.
Man, I dated this guy one time, and he grabbed my phone and went through it, like, went in the bathroom and locked himself in the bathroom. And I was like, okay, I can never talk to you again in life. Yeah. That was a
queen. How do you guys feel about that? Like,
on
the
planet.
Invasion.
Is an invasion of privacy.
Also, because I could be talking to y'all, and you could be telling me something really personal.
Yeah.
And I don't want him reading that.
Yep.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So if you knew somebody checked all your shit all the time secretly, would those be breakup terms?
Yes.
Yes.
I think that's crazy because I don't do that.
I don't do that either.
I can see if something popped up on my phone, somebody just texted me, and you look. Okay, I'm not, but you're not going to take my phone and go through everything.
Now there's so many apps. You know how you could check like your kid's phone and it comes to your computer before
Envy has that on his, it comes to his phone when his kids get text messages.
Ugh, you see, so dudes can do that to your phone. All you need is your stuff.
Because keep it real, there's stuff on all of our phones that somebody could take it the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
If your boyfriend read it and you know what it is, but he could take it the wrong way.
And I send nude pictures to my best friends all the time. Like, what do you think about my
friends send me, sometimes my friends send me videos or pictures like, I'm about to send dude this. Do you think I look fat? Like, and it'd be like,
you know what's up? Yeah.
I don't want him to see that.
I know.
Like, can you zhuzh this up?
But I usually don't want a guy going through my phone because I'm cheating on him.
Right.
Just to make that clear to everyone.
The real reason is, let's just break it down. Don't go through my phone. You're going to get your feelings hurt.
You're going to get your feelings hurt.
All right, now, we were talking about this earlier. Can you meet quality guys in the club, in the strip club, in the regular club? Or are those guys that you tend to want to leave alone? Because people always ask, where can I meet a good guy? I don't want to meet a guy in a club because that's not the type of person that I want. But what do you think?
I don't know.
I've had a serious relationship, a serious open relationship. So I don't have to be that serious.
Okay, now.
But I had a relationship with somebody that I met in a club, and we were good for a while. I also dated a radio personality / DJ back in my 20s, and he ended up being married. But
shit.
But that was a good relationship while it lasted.
He was married and you didn't know.
I didn't know until he got arrested.
That's fucking crazy.
He got arrested, but yeah.
Wait, you bailed him out? Bailed him out?
I didn't bail him out. His wife calling, threatening to come and take my car because my car was in his name. Like, he had bought me a car and it was in his name.
Oh,
and she called like, yeah, well, I'm his wife and I know you driving that car. And
I won't be that wife.
You think if he would have told you he was married, you would have covered for him somehow, some way?
Well, if he would have told me in the beginning, back then that was in my like sugar baby days, so I probably wouldn't have cared.
Right.
But he didn't tell me, and then when I found out, I was like really upset about it.
Right.
Because
he lied to you.
Because he lied. But had he kept it real with me 9 times out of 10 back then, I would have rolled.
And a lot of guys don't realize that sometimes you keep it real with a girl,
keep it wanting,
she's still gonna fuck with you.
Yeah. But I feel like you can't categorize where you can meet a good guy or where, because good guys and bad guys are everywhere.
Right.
You know, you can't judge people on because they're at the club. It could be, you could meet somebody at the club that never goes to the club and he's only there because it's his homeboy's birthday or anniversary or a special occasion. So you can't say like, oh, you can't meet nobody this place or that place.
What if he's in the strip club and
you can meet an
a-hole?
Oh my god.
Well, it depends on how much money he got on the table. how many ones is it next to him, you know?
I think I wouldn't date a guy that like I walk into the strip club with him and every stripper knows his name,
right?
And the bartender's like, ah, and everybody, then I'll be like, oh shit, he's always
he's a regular.
And then whatever, then maybe that I wouldn't, I don't know, but the sinners are in church. It's not like
I was
you
just
to
about
church
to say that
to
yeah
meet,
you yeah. can meet you
It'd
can probably meet
be a
somebody
bigger
in
asshole
church
there.
You think the percentage is higher though of a guy being fucked up if you meet him like in the club, or it doesn't matter?
I don't think it matters where you meet a person. A person is who they are and how they're going to be.
My
no
friend
where
just
you meet
recently went on a date with somebody she met on an app. like on one of those dating
those
apps.
Tinders.
And she was really scared about it. But I said, listen, you could meet somebody in a club and they could be fucking crazy.
Psycho.
Absolutely. Right. Just so there's no telling what could happen regardless of where you meet somebody.
That online dating thing is real. The other day we were in the gym and my boyfriend's friends finished working out. They were all talking. He said it like nothing to the point where I'm like, this is the norm now, huh? For like dating people. He's like, oh man, I used to have sex. Let me go on this app so I could get me a girl tonight. So I could.
Shit.
I'm like, what? You just have sex with girls you meet on the app? And he's like, yeah, like you, it's better. And it's like no strings attached. You meet them. You can see they picture how they look. You know if they know how to cook or not by the description. And then you have sex with them. And then that's it. You pick the next girl tomorrow. I'm just like,
that's disgusting.
Shit. It's like shopping.
Yes.
It sounds like it.
It is.
I'm confused.
It's nasty.
I didn't know that it was, I guess I'm old now or something.
We don't do that.
Yeah.
Stephanie, you're in the club all the time, just like me, because we obviously host parties and da-da-da-da. So have you ever met a quality guy in the club?
Well, I always had a rule of thumb that I would not date a guy that I met in the club. I don't like when guys try to talk to me when I'm drunk, because I feel like you're trying to play me because I'm drunk. You think
if you're in a club and you're drunk, what if they're still polite and nice though, even though you're drunk?
No, I swear, and I've met a lot of guys, but finally, back in 2013.
I'm mad she knows the year.
I had a relationship. I met this guy in the club. It's the first time I ever met a guy in the club that I actually slept with and had a thing with, and it was a nightmare. So.
Why?
From my experience, I don't know.
Like,
meeting guys on the club.
Why was it the one time? It was fucked up. Why was it a nightmare?
Bad. No, he's. Psycho. I found out he had a whole other life. He had a wife and kids.
Don't
and
they all?
It was crazy.
It's a very common thing, apparently.
It was a really. It was a mess.
Hell yeah. That's probably the number one thing they lie about.
And I swore
their
I was.
Families.
He was like my rebound from my son's father. So I swore I was in love with him. You know, it's hard on the rebound.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I swore I was in love with him, and he just put me through so much.
Aww. Mm-hmm. This is why you had to ask guys when you meet them. You had to be like, "So, do you have a girlfriend? No. Do you have a wife?
You do have to.
So, what is the person? Do you have someone that would be upset if they saw us sitting here having a conversation? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta go that
all
way.
All the levels.
You gotta be like,
that's great.
I know you have someone you're having sex with.
What
are the questions that you ask somebody when you first start on the first date? What are some good questions
to
ask?
Where do you live? Like, who do you live with?
What do you do? Where do you live?
Is that rude to ask that on the first date?
No.
Okay, I'm just asking.
They damn sure gonna want to know where you live.
So you can ask, where do you live? Who do you live with?
Well, not really like where, like what's your address, but like how is your living arrangement?
Situation.
Like what's your living situation?
Jersey, does your wife sleep on the couch and she sleep in a room,
right,
but y'all separate?
Right. Do you live alone? Do you have a roommate?
Together?
Do you live with your grandma?
You know how many dudes say that?
Do you live with your baby mama?
A lot.
Do you live with your auntie?
I sleep on the couch.
We together. But
I'm not with my baby moms, but I'm trying to help her pay the rent. So I sleep on the couch, but we're not really together.
What are some other questions you gotta ask? What's your sign?
Yeah, that's probably what I ask on a first date.
What's your sign? That's a nice icebreaker.
I don't think I've had a normal first date in so long.
Me neither.
It's like, by the time
like
we get to the date, we already know.
For the love of Stephanie.
For the love of
Stephanie. Can trample on her little heart.
I wouldn't do that to no,
no
poor guy.
No, I swear. I swear, whoever's gonna be my next boyfriend, I'm gonna be really faithful to them.
She laughed. Like, she laughed. She couldn't say it without laughing.
No, I am, because I think I'm more mature.
All right, what are some more
questions?
You know,
I believe you.
Because I made that vow and I did it.
And you did it.
I did. All right, some more questions. Is it okay to ask a guy like what he does for a living? And to get an idea of like,
I don't think so. What? Not like, in the beginning.
Where do you work? Well, you could say, where do you work, or what do you do? Yeah,
that's
a typical question. What do you do? When do you get into like,
what's your credit score?
What's your credit score?
Do you own
what's
property?
Your goals? Do you want a family? Do you have kids?
I think that's a first day question. Like what are your goals? What do you want out of life? A lot of times relationships don't work. Sometimes maybe people don't want a relationship.
They're not on the same
maybe
page.
Sometimes guys just want to have sex.
Yep.
Girls just want to have sex sometimes too.
Yep,
so it's okay to like
absolutely
ask that.
But would a guy take you on a full date if he just wanted to have sex?
Yeah.
Guys would do anything to get the pussy. Come on.
Yes. And guys would do anything.
And you can get anything.
Guys would do anything to get the pussy and still not get the pussy. Yep.
And the more you hold out,
the more you hold out, the higher the bid.
Like, absolutely. The more you get. Okay, the price is going up.
Yes, it's like real estate.
Double down.
She ain't for sale yet.
Yeah, I gotta agree with that. I find you get way more out of guys before you give them sex. Yeah. Way more. I mean, you still could get a lot after too.
Yeah.
For
especially
sure.
If it's good.
The other thing I told my friend when she was going out with this guy that she just met on this app, I said, don't get drunk. Whatever you do, don't take no shots.
That's good
I said,
advice.
You have two drinks, mm-hmm. and that's your met because she gets fucked up.
That's how they are on Millionaire Matchmaker. Like, they have rules. Like, you can only have two drinks and you can't do any shots.
Because, listen, have you ever had an embarrassing first date?
Oh my God, I have.
Oof.
I went out with this DJ for our first date.
Not yours.
No,
what's his name?
I believe this woman.
We had such a good date. He really liked me at the time because we started hating each other not long after that. But we went on a date, and I'll never forget it. It was when, you remember when American Apparel first got really popular?
Mm-hmm.
So I was wearing like one of those stupid American Apparel dresses.
The little skin tight, like spandexy dresses.
And I had, oh my God, it was so bad. We have been talking for a long time, but I had on this dress and we got really drunk. Like, we went to a nice dinner and then we went to a club afterwards and I got so washed up drunk. He had to like carry me out. Woo! I had no underwear on.
Oh,
it was
God.
A mess.
But
we ended up fucking with each other for,
he didn't have a problem with it.
Like 8 months after that. And that was our first date. Right. So, I mean, it wasn't.
So he was
terrible.
Okay with it.
He was pretty drunk too.
You were just embarrassed. That's
I was
all.
So, I woke up the next day. I woke up because I ended up sleeping with him that night. We didn't have sex though because he didn't want to have sex with me. Yeah. Because he was like,
and he probably couldn't
not good drunk, too drunk.
Yeah. He probably couldn't either because I learned that about him like as time went on. Like, if he drank a lot, it wasn't that good.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I'm not going to say it was bad. It was all right. You know,
that's the worst sex. When you have drunk sex and you don't remember it.
Yeah, so we didn't like, have sex drunk sex.
When well, you just don't remember and shit start coming back slowly.
Yeah,
like,
that's how I woke up. Like, oh my God, did I have
so
sex?
My friend like, told me, oh my God, this is the funniest story. She said she had sex with a guy and his dog was in the room. And she was like, say the dog's name was Fido. She was like, Fido, you see your owner's fucking me.
Really?
Yeah.
She's involved. The dog was there like,
my dogs are all. Always in the room when we have sex.
No.
That's so weird.
How was their reaction?
They like go in the corner and like lay on their doggy bed.
They feel like you're being attacked.
Or they just like Tyson would just sit there and look like, what are y'all doing? Like, they'd be like confused.
Nah, they'd be
I don't
going.
Know if I would want they dogs to watch me having sex. Like, I used to put Tyson in the bathroom, but now, like,
you
he
can't
just
put
go
him
off.
Out the room.
I mean, our room is big enough that he's like off on the other side of the room in the corner and like whatever.
But you think
but
dogs
I refuse,
are weird?
Like, anytime we start to get into sex and the dog's in the bed, I make them get off the bed. Like,
yeah, please
don't touch me.
Next
while
you know, the dog is licking your ass.
I'm like, oh,
so I immediately make the dogs get down off the bed and then they'll go about their business, like, off to like different corners. Or whatever, and then
there's people
and
that
then
are done.
Tyson
would
be looking at the dog,
having cats,
balls,
yes, having cats.
No, but our dogs are like our kids. Like we,
well, you know,
well,
when your kids watching you,
watch
you.
I know, but it's so weird. Like we don't put them out. Like
I would just put them out.
Y'all gotta go.
No, having cats while you're fucking, they jump on you. It's crazy.
The cats jump on you?
Yes.
Why
having cats is much worse than dogs. You gotta get them out the room.
That'll ruin the moment.
No, they jump on you. Like, they'll go and put a paw in. It's bad. It's really bad.
And their little paws feel crazy.
Their little scratchy tongue. Like, oh my God, what the hell happened to your tongue?
No, that's one time my son's father, he and I were having sex. We had a cat named Edwin.
What was his name?
Edwin. The cat's name was Edwin.
It's like a real person.
So we're having sex and Edwin just jumped and attacked his balls. It was so bad.
Wow. Yes.
It
my last day
it was
cat.
Bad.
Ew. You gotta go.
He was so mad. Like that ruined the sex, everything. It was bad.
Oh, poor balls.
Bad. It was
balls. They're fragile like eggs. You gotta be careful.
No, he was so upset about that. Now, and cats are vicious, man.
Yo, cats will attack you like out of nowhere.
Yes.
Animal animals and then they'll purr
next to you.
Like,
you
said dogs are cool,
I can't have cats or dogs or anything that poops that I didn't push out, because that's a lot of
work. She's obsessed with poop too.
No, it's just a lot of work. Like, you gotta walk them, and then you gotta feed them, then when you go somewhere, it's like having a kid.
Somebody gotta take care of them.
Yes, the medical bills, and they broke your furniture, and blah, blah, blah.
Now, Alicia Keys recently posted a picture, and, you know, she doesn't wear, she's ditched wearing makeup. She looks good, but how do y'all feel about not wearing makeup?
I don't wear as much makeup as I used to, but I'm definitely not giving up my makeup.
Right.
Like, sorry.
But what?
Is there anywhere you go with no makeup on, or will you not even, like, go to the supermarket?
Yeah, of course. I'll go a lot of places with no makeup on.
Oh. I go everywhere with no makeup on, but I'm still not giving up makeup.
She's not giving up makeup either. She's going to wear makeup.
Because I feel like sometimes, especially if I'm going to the supermarket, I know I'm going to run into people and they're like, oh, the only time I don't wear makeup is like when I go work out, or if I'm just like on my way to somewhere where I know they're going to have makeup for me.
Right.
But I'm not really going to do stuff. I didn't wear makeup the other day, like coming back from Dominican Republic on the plane. I was like, oh, I don't feel like.
You had big glasses on, though.
Well, yeah, I have lash extensions. I love them. They help a lot.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to do anything. Like, they last 3 months. They don't move. It's just, it looks like you have on makeup, even if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Why did she give it up, though? Like a statement?
Hold on.
Something about covering up her natural beauty.
I didn't know she had freckles.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I love freckles.
A lot of artists struggle. I know some friends that are artists that full face of freckles that people don't even know, because, you know, they're always in full face makeup. Mm-hmm. And that's like a thing, because makeup artists just cover your freckles. And
I have freckles. Yeah. All right. So here's what she said. She said, she's been photographed lately in her skin. She said, before I started my new album, I wrote a list of all the things I was sick of. And one was how much women are brainwashed into feeling like we have to be skinny or sexy or desirable or perfect. One of the many things I was tired of was the constant judgment of women. So I guess she felt like she doesn't want to have to wear makeup anymore.
Forever, or like for this season or for the summer.
Maybe it's a phase.
She's an artist, a really big artist, you know.
Yeah, happens to the cover of Vogue?
Yeah, like, she's going to put makeup on, you know.
I don't think she ditched it forever, but I guess she's feeling like maybe I don't need it and I'm going to go out more without it. Like, I'm going to get photographed more without it than with it, probably.
And she's probably getting hella facials and all this rich people.
Yeah, right, because you can look right.
Kim Kardashian was getting the blood facials.
Everyone's getting
That, you know, putting makeup on is, it's good. You know, what about girls who have a scar on their face or really dark circles? That's something you get from genetics. You know what I mean?
I hate when people FaceTime me and I'm like, look terrible.
I put the thumb over the camera like, what?
Yeah. Like, you got a scarf on your head, no makeup, looking awful, and then somebody want to FaceTime you, and then you got to get the angle right, because, you know, you got to be on FaceTime like this.
Can't do it from down here.
Because you can't do FaceTime like this. I feel like there's,
I don't wear makeup all the time. I never wear makeup unless I'm working or I'm going out or something like that. I never wear makeup, but I don't think that girls should. I think it's nice to not wear makeup, but I don't think girls should feel bad because they want to be glam.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think the best thing is somebody with a beautiful face that doesn't have makeup or like light makeup. To me, that's what I'm into. Now that I'm going to be 30 soon, I'm like less makeup, because I feel like when I wear more, I look older now. So I want to wear like a little bit, or like, what kind of makeup? A glow? And a little nude, like, that's what I like.
Here's what she said. Every time I left the house, I would be worried if I didn't put on makeup. What if someone wanted a picture? She said that behavior was not healthy. And when she showed up for a photo shoot fresh from the gym with her face scrubbed bare, and the photographer insisted on snapping her on the spot, she said, I swear it is the strongest, most empowered, most free, and most honestly beautiful that I have ever felt. So there you go.
Go, Alicia.
Go
for her.
Is it weird for you, like, when you're dating somebody for the first time, they see you, like, not done up? Do you ever think about that?
Nope.
I don't ever think about that either.
I don't think about it either. I think guys first see me with no makeup on, and then they see me done up, and it's like, oh, it's a whole different person. Because
guys act like they don't like makeup, but then they see you with it, and they be like,
or even surgery. Like, guys be like, babe, you look good. It don't matter if you gain weight. But then when the other bitch walk by with the works, they be like, huh?
And you'd be like, but you just told me.
Guys only say out their mouth that they don't like plastic surgery. Guys, men love plastic surgery. They're the reason that it's been happening all these years since the 80s.
They just want you to look good. They don't care how it happens.
If you don't tell them and they just think in their head, like, she didn't tell me, so it's natural.
Now, Memorial Weekend just passed, right? Is it weird if you're dating somebody and they go out of town, like, with their boys for Memorial Weekend? Do you ever feel weird about guys' trips?
You always, in the back of your head, some shit might go down because...
I don't like it.
Yeah, no.
I don't like it. I mean, I'm cool. Like, I'm, you know, I'm dating, I'm single, and... Of course, you know, there was a lot of people traveling this weekend, and I will never mention anything. I will not complain, but it's just like to see it. It's just like, oh.
Right. What is he doing?
Yes. And it's like, oh, have fun.
He always seems to travel in groups. Like, he has a lot of friends that will travel with us, and everybody will bring their girlfriend, and then the single girls will come and the single guys will come. Like, this past weekend, we ended up being like 22 deep. Between
you know, it's crazy when it is those groups,
and we had a great time.
Let's say I know you and your boyfriend, but now we're in groups, but you're not there.
Right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the worst feeling when it's a 3-day
weekend. You're like, what are you doing? I'm not here.
When it's a 3-day weekend and your friend's man is just entertaining.
Do you tell your friend or you have to mind your business?
Absolutely, I tell. I'll say.
Because what if you're only friends with her because of the it's your boyfriend's. You know, friend's girlfriend. And y'all become cool.
You know what's funny? Like, do to others what you have them do to you.
Yep.
Right? But then in the same note, you always have this friend, right? Who, no matter how many times you told her, she's still gonna fuck with him. So sometimes that girl, you're just gonna be like,
let me save them an argument
because this is episode 29.6.
You know what it is.
Yeah, they're gonna get back together. Then I'm gonna be the bad guy. So let me just mind my business because next time I'm not coming in.
Because that's where it gets a little tricky, because then now your boyfriend can't bring you around his friends because he don't want you to tell what they're doing.
Yeah. I feel like the guy has to be respectful because he needs to respect my friendship. And if, all right, do what your creepy guys do, but tell the girl to play her position and don't let me notice or me see, just like you wouldn't want her to see.
Because that puts you in a weird position now. Now I was there with your little side chick. Now I gotta be around your wife.
Yes. Or Angela, girl. Imagine like, Valerie, you was there and you didn't fucking tell me that. Right. Da da da. Like, then there goes our friendship.
And then you'll be like, well, it's, you know, what am I gonna do with my boy? And then I feel like, okay, that's not really my friend.
Right. Or you could be like, I was drunk, girl. I didn't even know.
I didn't notice.
No, but that is a horrible situation. I feel like that's how the guy should handle it. Like, pretend like I would be just like if it was her.
Right.
And hide it from me, too.
Would you tell your boyfriend first? Like, I gotta tell her.
I would tell him. You think I'm not gonna tell? I would tell him.
You better let him know.
I wouldn't even. I'd be like, tuh, you better call her from now and let her know, because I'm telling my version of the view.
Now, what if you become friends with this girl and you're out with her and she cheats on her boyfriend?
Oh.
Depends where my loyalty lies.
Where my loyalty lies, right? Because you gotta go home and tell your man. Are there things that you don't tell your man? Or do you feel like you tell him everything? Like, things that happen? Like, if your friend tells you something and she's like, don't tell anybody, do we tell our man anyway?
No, not me.
No.
It kind of depends on what it is sometimes.
Yeah, for me, it depends on what it is.
Because you're supposed to be able to tell your man anything.
Yeah, when you're in a relationship, that you vent to your man. Like, when your homegirl's getting on your nerves, you vent to him. Yeah. You know what I mean? So,
but what if she'd be like, oh, girl, he gave me herpes.
I'm going to tell my boyfriend. I might tell my boyfriend that.
You might tell.
That one I won't.
Because what if you bang up with
guess who has herpes?
Exactly, babe. Oh, my God.
Don't drink from their cups in the house.
Nah, but...
But what if you break up with him and now
that's one thing that happened to me one time.
When I dated this guy
and I used to tell him everything. This is why I don't do that anymore. And after we broke up, he called my job. I used to tell him stuff like what happened at work. Like, oh, let me tell you what happened at work today. He called my job and tried to get me fired.
What a jerk.
Was telling people like what I said. And this bitch at work was on the phone with him for like an hour listening. I didn't even know. And was like really talking. I was like, so you're going to just entertain this crazy You know what I'm saying? Because all it takes is for you to say some things that are true and some things aren't, and they're going to believe everything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So after that, I was just like, all right, this is crazy. But after that, I realized that certain things you don't tell.
Yeah. A lot of things you don't
some
tell.
Some things, mm-hmm. like, you might want to confide, like, man, what should I do? You know, my friend, this and this happened. I don't know if I should tell her. What do you think? Certain things you will confide in him, but other things that are, like, really personal that if it ever came back that you told, you would be horrified, you shouldn't tell.
Right.
Because that's right. You never know in a relationship. I'm sure we've all dated somebody that later on we become the worst enemies. You never think it's going to get there. You never think that's going to happen.
And it does.
Even you should treat everything like, especially if you're not married, if you're dating, even if with time, because that's the worst part of a relationship, the information they leave with, the things they know about you, you know, your deepest, darkest, whatever.
That's how I make sure I know some shit about you, too.
Yes.
And I got my evidence
even
right
off the playing field.
How Amber said to Kanye, like, he like his bigger his butt.
He shut the fuck up after that. Yes, he did.
Like, damn, this bitch know about all our threesome with men, too.
I don't care about no damn confidentiality agreement that I signed. I will let everybody know. So shut the fuck up. Don't talk about my child.
Yes.
Yes.
Steph said yes. All right. Well,
Summer
listen.
16.
Valerie, I appreciate you coming through for us. It's a lip service. And of course, you know, we do this every week, every Thursday. Mm-hmm. We've been on point, okay?
Yes,
so for anybody saying, oh, y'all ain't putting, we put it out every single Thursday.
Every single week.
I know we was a little shaky at first.
Figuring it out. Yeah,
but
it
we got it going. It's been over a year and we're good. And I promise you, there's some really big things about to happen.
Yes. And we appreciate you all for listening.
Congrats, guys.
And we thank you, Valerie. Course. I appreciate you coming through and really.
This was fun. Yes. Guys. Yeah, it was fun.
I like my little Bow Bow.
Aww.
And Stephanie, woo.
What?
We gonna be interviewing you on here. I just love the fact that things have come a long way from when we first started this show. Like, when we first started, let's just talk about this. Gigi was newly single.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And Stephanie was in a relationship holding her jail boo down.
Oh, my God. Oh,
right. Now look where I'm.
And now you're in a relationship.
I'm back with him.
And you're dating.
I'm
and
single. She's single. Yeah, I'm dating.
This is all like a diary.
Angela,
that you
let's
can go
make
back.
This a mission. At the end, let's we should put her on dates. Selected by
I don't know if I want to hurt nobody's feelings like that.
No.
Steph's vicious, yo.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm
you
a really nice
stuff?
Girl. Sagittarius.
Sagittarius.
But guys that fuck with Stephanie love her. Like, mm-hmm. they'll be like, man, she is the
You're
fucking...
You're friends with all the exes.
Right.
No, I mean, was she... What, you could... Guys fall in love with me and then it's like, I don't... I like, we break up. You know, so they always love me and I always love them, but we just can't be
We don't together. Realize how sensitive these men really are.
They are.
Guys try to act like, oh, I don't want to be in a relationship. I'm just going to hit it and that. No.
You know, I find that, I find that when I lay that on the table, you know, I'm enjoying my single life. I like dating and I'm happy.
They want you more.
I feel like guys try so much harder to actually be in my house and be in a relationship.
No, this bitch going,
like,
I'm
I
want to
do everything
for you.
Right.
Okay, yeah, you so think, like, yeah, they
that's
think
like
they could
a,
win.
That's like if when a girl that's not into guys tells a guy, like, oh, I'm a lesbian, and they be like, well, let me be the one to take you back to the other
it's
side.
It's like the Spartan like, challenge.
Do you think, are you the kind of girl that, because obviously you hold your own, da, da, da. Sometimes when I was saying this to one of my friends that's single and she's like, I don't get why I'm so single. I have my own house and I'm a this and I'm educated. And I'm like, that's exactly why. Because she'll meet a guy first date and she screams like, single
Too
life.
Independent.
It's independent.
Right. I don't need you.
Mm-hmm. I'll pay the bill.
And guys
blah, 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 blah.
Hate it.
And I'll be like,
guys
you'll pay the bill.
Needed.
Guys
want to
pay
like,
the
yeah,
bill.
Yeah, they
want to
feel needed. They want to feel like they you need them to take care
distress.
Of you somehow.
Yes. Yeah. They want
so
that.
Do you think that happens to you sometimes? That dudes just feel like, damn, she don't even need me.
I think guys... when I start to curve them because of that, they let go faster. The better I do, the easier it is for God to be like, fuck it. I know she got more mad guys. I know she's dating all over the place. I know she could take care of herself. Like, I don't even need to deal
but
with
it. But the truth of the you matter know? Is, you could have a boyfriend if you wanted to. You just
she
choose
just
not to.
No, of course. It's
you just
this
choose
time,
not to.
No, this
Sometimes
time.
She thinks about
she's
it.
She's enjoying
and
being
And then she breaks
single.
No, and I have to say, like, I really enjoy the guys that I date.
Yeah. But, I love you all.
Mwah.
I love you all.
No, but. This time I don't want to settle. You know what I mean?
Right.
This time I don't want to just be in a relationship because I want to be in love.
And I feel you, Stephanie, because I think it takes a much stronger person, a much stronger woman to say, I'm not going to be with somebody just for the sake of being with somebody. I want to be with somebody that I could see myself with, like, forever.
Exactly. The next
or else,
time,
what's the point? I'm not going to call you my man unless I feel like that.
Right. And that's why I say this next time, I know I'm going to be able to be faithful because when I decide to be in a relationship, it's going to be something that I want.
Right.
You know, at the time.
Right.
Right now, I don't, if I find a guy, but I'm not just going to be with anybody just because I want to be in a relationship.
Well, let's bless the room for Stephanie.
Yes.
Amen. Yes.
May all your dicks be big.
Yes. Oh, that's a good
May all your sex have perfect timing. Not too long, not too short.
May all your men spoil you and treat you like the queen that you are.
In Jesus' name, amen.
And may he eat pussy like a king. Okay.
Eat it like he's hungry.
And on that note, that was lip service.